This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. Illinois saw a nearly 50% jump in the number of people from other states who came for an abortion the same year Roe v. Wade was overturned. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports the data is from the Illinois Public Health Department from 2022, when the federal protections for abortions ended. Nearly 17,000 people from outside Illinois came here for an abortion that year. That was a slight decrease in the number of Illinois residents who received abortions in 2022. Illinois is no longer releasing which counties or states patients live in to help protect their privacy and safety. Jurors in Chicago are deliberating in the federal trial in the killing of Chicago rapper FBG Duck. The Sun-Times reports a jury of five men and seven women started deliberating shortly after 5 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. Prosecutors allege Duck was killed during a years-long war between two South Side gangs. The trial of six alleged members of a gang faction known as O-Block started 3 months ago. Illinois is awarding a $10 million grant to help a cancer treatment center in Southern Illinois expand. A 20,000-square-foot addition is planned for the Southern Illinois Healthcare Cancer Institute in Carterville. It was first opened in 2015. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the region deserves to get quality care closer to home.
And that means eliminating rural health disparities, expanding preventative care, improving quality of life, providing affordable, accessible treatment for every Illinoisan. SIH Cancer Institute is the embodiment and realization of these goals.
The money will help pay for more exam rooms, offices, a larger waiting room, and more blood transfusion stations. The grant is part of Rebuild Illinois, the state's $45 billion capital construction program. Plans for a new stadium for the Chicago Bears remain uncertain, but Bears CEO Kevin Warren says there is still some interest in keeping the team downtown. The Bears own the former Arlington International Racecourse. The team says it is exploring other options for a new stadium around Chicagoland. The Bears' lease at Soldier Field expires in 2033. And the Chicago Cubs today have agreed to terms with Shota Imanaga. The Northsiders and the left-handed pitcher from Japan have agreed on a four-year major league contract. It's worth $80 million over five seasons. Weather, you're getting some sunshine this afternoon. It's mostly cloudy, though, and a bit windy, a high in the low 30s. Cloudy skies tonight. You might see an inch of snow overnight, a low in the mid-20s. And then Friday, a winter storm watch starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, and that watch will last until noon on Saturday. The National Weather Service says you might see roughly 6 inches or more of heavy and blowing snow. It's going to be really gusty, too. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.